Chris Brooks did not score a touchdown last season and averaged a point and a half a game. And the reason he is worth 2 minutes at pick 240 is that the back who left Green Bay in front of him just made Brooks the number two. Running back 74, a deep handcuff price on a player whose value is entirely about the men around him. This is about a rugged rotation back, a vacated role, and a ceiling capped by someone else's workload.
The season, all 17 games, 27 carries for 106 yards and 13 catches for 91 more, no touchdowns. On half PPR scoring, that is 1.5 points a game, 80th among backs per game, 80th in total. This is not production. It is a special teams and short yardage body who occasionally caught a checkdown. The one useful signal in the line is the 13 catches. Brooks has passing down hands, which is where a backup's fantasy value tends to hide.
The career arc is 3 quiet years, a few carries in Miami, a rotational role in Green Bay, then last year's near empty line. He has never had a season you would call fantasy relevant, and nothing in the file suggests a breakout waiting, a role player who does role player things well enough to keep a job.
The pattern beat has nothing to grab. Aging does not apply in career year 4. His touchdown share cannot regress from 0. And every forward-looking pattern we trust needs a base of volume, which Brooks has never been handed. The honest structural read is the backup's read. His points live behind the starter's health, and his ceiling is a phone call away from irrelevant. The 13 catches are the one tell worth holding. A back who can protect and catch is the kind of staff keeps active on game day, which is how a deep handcuff stays a snap from relevance rather than a healthy scratch.
Muffed!
The situation is the only thing that moved. Green Bay re-signed Brooks to a 2-year deal per the reporting, and Emmanuel Wilson left for Seattle, which promotes Brooks to the number 2 running back behind Josh Jacobs. Matt LaFleur still runs the offense. Jacobs is the lead, and his availability for the season is the kind of thing worth monitoring on the transaction wire. That is the context that makes a Brooks handcuff live at all. Marshawn Lloyd, the oft-injured third-round back, is the other name in the room. So Brooks is a healthy body who moved up a rung on a settled depth chart, which is worth something and not much.
The price, running back 74 at pick 240. The slot pays 2.3 a game. He produced 1.5. Our verdict, no call. Brooks is a fine deep handcuff who just backed into the number 2 job, but he has no standalone role, no touchdowns, and a ceiling defined entirely by the man in front of him. 240 is about right for exactly that. The caveat both ways, if the lead job opens for any stretch, Brooks's passing down hands give him low end flex value at a free price, and if the room stays healthy, he is a special teamer you drafted by accident.
Watch the backfield above him through the summer, then whether Brooks or Lloyd owns the passing down snaps, then his own touches for any sign the role grew. The promotion is real, the job is still someone else's. He's one of your guys. This show covers your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.